Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Go to bed tonight. You can come over and you can make a good impression on my pillow. Okay. Ready? We're back?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here are the questions from the people who wrote in. What explains Ben Carson's rise in the polls? Good question.
Yeast.
That's not...
Well, he's the soft-spoken Donald Trump. I mean, let's not forget Ben Carson is super crazy. We did an editorial a couple of years ago about the phenomenon, what I call smart, stupid people. Yeah. Like, I mean, somehow he's a brilliant neurosurgeon who believes the world is 5,000 years old. I mean, as long as I live, I will never understand that divide in people's minds, how you can be brilliant and a total fucking idiot at the same time.
There's a press conference today from Ferguson, and I was watching this, and he was very fluid and very smart. I'm like, God, this guy's really clever. And then there's a part in the press conference where I remember that he compared America, current 2015 America, to Nazi Germany. And when given the chance to walk this back, he said, no, it's pretty much like Nazi Germany. And I was like these are, this guy
he
is
also,
a brilliant.
He also believes Obama's a psychopath who may cancel the election. He said that. And by the way, I saw that same press conference today. This is so typically Republican. He said, you know, I didn't really get the immigration issue till I went to the border. And I saw there was a hole in the fence and, you know, people could come right through. It's like, that is so Reagan-esque to take one anecdotal moment. Actually, Obama has done more than any other president to increase border security.
Absolutely.
Right. But this guy sees one. They used to do it with Reagan. President Reagan... What if I told you and gave you a jelly bean, if you knew, and then they would tell him some anecdotal thing and he would make policy about it? Yeah, they took him to one place. Of course, it's a 2,000-mile border. There's going to be a hole in the fence somewhere. And this moron is going to make policy based on the one day he spent there seeing one hole in one fence.
Well,
okay.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that there is a real desire in the Republican Party to have a black Republican.
Yes.
And I think that's part of what drives it. We had Herman Cain last time around. We had Alan Keyes.
There's a real desire to look like they like a black Republican.
Well, it's what it is. It's the acceptable Negro.
But to look like they've got one and then not choose him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is... It seems to happen every 4 years. We have a great black hope in the Republican Party.
It's the show. You see, we're really not racist. It's not like we don't, you know, we don't hate all black
people. We have a black friend.
Yeah.
We have a black friend. Salman, what is the state of free speech in today's liberal societies? In 30 words or less.
Not great.
Yeah. Not great.
That leaves 28 words.
Yeah.
No, and I think a lot of it has to do with PC. A lot of it has to do with, you know, people accepting the idea that you shouldn't upset people and that should be a limiting point on speech.
Right, that it's on us if somebody gets upset. If somebody riots at Benghazi and 20 other cities because there was a movie made about the Prophet, then, you know, that's on you for making the movie.
Exactly.
That's insane.
It's insane. There are plenty of things that upset me.
Right.
And see above Donald Trump.
Right, yeah,
you know,
right.
Upsets me, but that doesn't mean I think he's... Well, actually, it sort of does mean I think he should be you know, eradicated. But I try hard to pretend I don't think that.
Here's a question about Donald Trump. Is he gaffe-proof? So far, I mean, he certainly has rewritten all the rules of politics because so far he is gaffe-proof.
Do you remember that I look back wistfully at that moment when he insulted John McCain and everyone, all the sages were scratching their beards and saying, you know, he's done.
He's done.
It's like, I mean, when the Carly Fiorina thing came out, I was like, all right, that's going to have no effect on him whatsoever. He is, and it is back to this thing of like people want somebody who's a straight talker, and they don't seem to follow up with the second step there, that the straight talk not be totally bananas. They don't seem to mind that. No, it's just being honest.
It reminds me when my old show, Politically Incorrect, was on about a year or two, people started to imitate it, and so we had a contest called Politically Incorrect or Just Stupid. Because people thought they could say things that were just stupid, and that was politically incorrect, when politically incorrect just meant not political. Yes, straight talk. But it doesn't mean you veer into stupidity for no reason. Well, we'll see. Michael, what was it like reporting on North Korea from its border with South Korea?
It was terrifying in some ways. And I was with a bunch of defectors. Miraculous people had lost arms trying to escape, and we were launching, well, I was there reporting on it, they were launching balloons to send information to the north, and it's an incredible thing when you realize how quick somebody can say something here and there's a pile on Twitter. That's the sort of, you know, world we live in now. And in North Korea, the best way of getting information to them was sending it up in a balloon with a bit of a charge on it that would drop its load. They have no idea where, they just hope somebody gets it. And that's how isolated North Korea is, that this is the best they have. Another guy that I met had developed a slingshot, literally a slingshot. They would go to the narrowest point of the river between China and North Korea and between South Korea, and they would fire USB drives over the river. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
And you vice guys have such balls.
The places there are a lot of them that do. I don't have any. Well, I'm a unit, I mean, advice. I'm ballless compared to those guys.
To go to the border with North Korea, you've got more balls.
Two vice reporters were arrested for reporting in Turkey.
One is still under
and
arrest.
One, and that is an important thing because he's a fixer.
Yes.
And he's still a journalist, and he's a great fixer. And he is, because he's Turkish.
The white guys got released.
Yeah, the white guys got released. Mm-hmm. The Erdogan government has kept him, and it's an absolute
Turkey. And whenever I criticize anybody in the Muslim world, they say, oh, what about Turkey? What about the moderate Muslim states like Turkey? Well
Turkey's having a very good go at turning into not a moderate Muslim
state. They really are.
Yeah, that's its plan.
Right. Yes, their minister of health said women should be mothers and mothers only.
Mm-hmm.
Their president said women should not be compared to men. It's not fair.
To men,
right. Yeah. Will Hillary's apology make any difference to voters?
No way. I mean, they don't trust her. But the polls show that people do not trust Hillary Clinton. She has lost. In politics, women start out with a kind of reservoir of trust. People tend to think women are more honest, they're more ethical. She has lost that.
But just tell me, on what planet was someone hurt by this email scandal?
Well, we don't know on what planet someone was hurt, because in fact...
I don't think it was Earth.
No, Bill, I'm sorry. If in fact she had classified information that dealt with satellite... Well, she says she didn't, but there are people in the intelligence community that said she did. And if in fact she had a server that could be more easily hacked than the government server, she could have done great
damage.
But
those same people that said it was classified didn't mark it as classified.
But
so why did they send it out unmarked as classified? Now that
because
it can do damage on the secretary, now they can come back and say, oh, secondarily.
Yeah, but
it was classified. But at the same time, Secretary Powell said just this weekend he did the same thing.
Exactly.
I did some housekeeping at State Department on my laptop with my personal.
And there were
people in
the Clinton administration, and there have been people in the Obama administration who have been prosecuted for that. You had John Deutsch, you had Sandy Berger, and you had David Petraeus, all of whom mishandled
not classified information. They gave
stuff that was
clearly marked classified and broke the law.
David Petraeus.
The marking of a classified information is irrelevant. It had satellite data. I used to have special compartmented intelligence clearance. I know about this. I was in the White House. I handle classified information. It doesn't have to be marked. If it contains satellite data, you know it's classified. And according to the people who've actually seen the emails, I haven't, but people in the intelligence community say that she had information in there on North Korea's nuclear program that was obtained through satellites. She, as Secretary of State, had to know this is not the kind of information that you put in an email on a server that is in your home in wherever it is in New York.
Do you think if it wasn't this, Fox News would have found something else? Or do you think it's just this?
I think, Bill, you want to know what I think? I think the Republicans would love to run against Hillary Clinton. And I actually agree that Joe Biden, there's something sort of fresh about him. He's a guy who says what he believes. He says what he believes.
I mean, I like Joe, and there's a lot of things you could say about him. Fresh.
Fresh
is not the first word that comes to mind.
I don't agree.
Fresh in a stale kind of way.
The guy says, the guy is, you know, he doesn't do what Trump does, but he does say what's on his mind. And people like that.
Fresh, like the Kool and the Gang song. Alexandra, can Republicans appeal to young people by championing deregulation for companies like Uber?
Why are you asking me about appeal? Sorry, my mic didn't work.
Oh, yeah. No, do a little stand-up for it.
I would do a
hunk.
I don't know.
Do your airline hunk. Come on. It's always funny.
I don't really know anything about appealing to Republicans, so I don't know how to answer that question. But it is interesting that the tech companies have had a free ride because they've given so much money to the Democrats that the Democrats have left them alone. I mean, they have not gotten in.
Do you use Uber?
No.
No? No.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter.
What?
I'm not buying into the whole thing. I know.
Oh
I'm a
God.
Dinosaur. I know.
I don't get Facebook. That's one thing I'm not on. But Uber, yeah. I mean, I drink. Come on. But there is something super creepy about them rating you as a customer. You know, like if I fart or don't talk enough. That's something super creepy. You must use them in there.
Yeah, but they ask you as you get out, would you please give me a 5-star rating?
Right. Well, this is the equivalent of like me, every like TV me. Show. Like us on there.
I give everybody a 5-star rating. I don't want them coming around. They know where I live.
Wouldn't it be ironic if after all you've been through,
it was finally an Uber driver.
It's fucking Uber. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We got
watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.